I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
education and the state's COVID-19 response. Those are the two biggest issues being tackled by lawmakers in this legislative session that kicks off today. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the U.S. has now surpassed 400,000 coronavirus deaths, 100,000 of them in the past 36 days. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, downtown drivers, be aware of an accident. State Street 600 South. And for Taylorsville drivers, right in the intersection, you have a crash and you have officers on the scene. It is affecting mostly east and westbound directions, 5400 South and 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong winds tapering off, sunshine 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 44 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the eve of the inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden, now in Washington, D.C., earlier in an emotional farewell in his home state of Delaware, Biden acknowledged the dark days enveloping the nation with the pandemic and also the recent violent siege at the U.S. Capitol. He also recalled the history and progress that's unfolding.
12 years ago, I was waiting at the train station in Wilmington for a black man to pick me up on our way to Washington, where we were sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States of America. And here we are today, my family and I, about to return to Washington to meet a black woman of South Asian descent to be sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States.
Tonight, with unprecedented security in place, Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will attend a memorial for the Americans who have lost their lives in this pandemic, a death toll as of today topping 400,000. President Trump will not participate in the transition of power ceremony. The White House today, though, releasing a farewell message where the president recognized the new administration.
We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck. A very important word.
The president will leave the White House tomorrow morning. There are more arrests and charges stemming from the mob of Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol. They include a former Marine from Texas.
The FBI said Ryan Nichols and Alex Harkrider posted photos of themselves at the Capitol January 6th, along with messages calling for the violent overthrow of the government. Nichols, a former Marine, was allegedly heard yelling to the crowd, "If you have a weapon, you need to get your weapon." And this is the second revolution. This is not a peaceful protest.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting from Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
On to the KSL In-Depth.
Eye on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
So this is day one of the Utah legislative session. State lawmakers will spend the next 45 days debating the best ways to make life better in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has a preview of their priorities and how the session will look different this year.
One of the biggest changes this year is the public can't go in the Capitol. Just yet, anyway. Out of an abundance of caution, it closed through this week over threats of violence. Once it does reopen, there'll be a blended approach to having people in person and online.
For the first time ever, we won't just be audio streaming our committee rooms and hearings, but we'll be video streaming those.
Lawmakers want you to participate over Zoom with comments virtually.
It's going to be different. But there's going to be plenty of ways. In fact, there's going to be new ways and more ways for people to engage.
That's House Speaker Brad Wilson. Late last week, he outlined some of the Republican majority's policy goals for this year. Utah's actually going to have money left over in the budget. Republicans have said they want to give Utah some form of a tax break.
At the end of the day, it's putting a dividend back in the pockets of Utah residents so they can determine how to spend their money.
Democratic House Minority Leader Brian King says they want to make sure any breaks are targeted to help lower income communities and those most directly impacted by COVID.
I don't want to cut taxes just to say that we're cutting taxes. I want to cut taxes in a way that most effectively addresses the needs in the state of Utah right now.
Wilson says the tax breaks are part of their plan to broaden Utah's economic success. Another of their policy pillars, investing in Utah's growth through bills boosting roads, rails, water, infrastructure, and recreation. Education spending, another big priority.
By already funding growth, inflation, student enrollment, as well as a significant increase in the weighted pupil unit and a large bonus for teachers across the state.
Representative King says they want to work with Republicans on some of these issues, but do have some policy goals of their own.
We want to make sure that we pursue some of the police reform and public safety issues that arose out of the problems that we saw last year in connection with excessive force issues.
He says another important issue.
There'll be some significant legislation discussions, policy discussions, I think, surrounding guns.
Several bills will look at gun rights in the state, including Representative King's pitch again to create universal background checks. But getting Utah out of this pandemic is the overarching goal of lawmakers. In Governor Cox's proposed budget, a chunk of money would help with testing and the vaccine rollout. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Yes, KSL has its eye on the Hill. Listen throughout the session. We'll bring you in-depth coverage from Capitol Hill here on KSL. Now, 320. It's time for traffic. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We've got a good drive on the Salt Lake County freeways. No accidents, no delays. I-15 in Utah County, both directions, also looks good between the Point and Provo. Your main secondary is also seeing a good drive, but we do have some slowdowns on 5600 West, both directions between I-80 and about 2700 South. Steve?
Yes, we're off to a sunny start, traveling north and southbound 15 right now between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City Logan exit. All good on the West Belt, Highway 89 and Legacy. We do have a surface street crash, though, in West Valley. That's on 35th South and 30th West. Burr Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs. From tires and brakes to complete auto service, Burr Brothers is Utah's trusted auto care center for 30 years. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast, including some snow. Brought to you by VW Southtown and Grant Wayman.
Winds die down with sunshine 41, tomorrow 43 in the sunshine, and then partly cloudy up to 44 on Thursday. Rain and snow enters the picture on Friday. That'll be in the afternoon hours. And then snow Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, 34. And then more snow Monday, 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it's 44 degrees. Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com. KSL News Time 321.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
You've got a cute way of talking. You got
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all break them.
That's why your small business needs more than resolutions. It needs solutions. And you can get them with Comcast Business. Whether you want to work more efficiently with fast, reliable internet and advanced Wi-Fi, make your business safer with powerful cybersecurity solutions, or stay productive with 24/7 support, we've got the solutions you need for your business to get there. So make this year's resolution better solutions. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with an amazing offer from Comcast Business. Let's work together to kick off 2021 with the speed, security, and support your business needs to succeed. For a limited time, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade to qualifying services. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 1-24-21. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are some of the retailers dropping MyPillow products. It follows a series of controversial comments about the presidential election from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. KSL Drive's electric truck maker Rivian raised more than $2.5 billion in its recent round of funding. It's brought in about $8 billion since 2019. FedEx is cutting 6,300 jobs in Europe. The company is merging with an already established delivery firm, TNT Express. Wall Street Today, the Dow jumped 116 points. We closed at 30,930. The S&P added 30 points. The NASDAQ gained 198. KSL News Time 325. A carjacker in Oregon threatens to call the cops on his victim. ABC's Sherry Preston explains.
It was a carjacking in Portland, Oregon that can only be described as bizarre.
It's that split-second decision that can just change everything.
Crystal Leary's decision, leaving her four-year-old son in her SUV and leaving it running while she ran into a store to grab a few things.
As moms, we get really busy and we think we're just running in for a second. And this is just a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terribly.
Because that's when a thief jumped in and took off. But then he turned around, drove back, and proceeded to yell at Leary for leaving her child alone. Even threatened to call the cops on her before ordering her to take her boy out of the car. She said she did, and he took off again. He's still on the loose. Leary and her son are okay.
So I'm thankful that he's okay. And it was so stupid, and I'll never do that again.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now,
that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. We crave security, and it's uncomfortable when we sense a lack of control over our lives. Develop a routine for a more balanced lifestyle with healthy habits and fun. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like a before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.